On Monday, July 7, 2008, the Vatican announced that the Most Reverend W. Francis Mullooly, Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Baltimore, had been appointed the new bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington. He succeeds Bishop Michael A. Saltarelli, who has served as the eighth bishop of the diocese since 1996. In keeping with canon law, Bishop Saltarelli offered his resignation to the Holy Father when he turned 75 years of age. Bishop Mullooly was introduced to the diocese at a news conference. The conference began with an introduction of Bishop Saltarelli.
Good morning. Welcome. First, I'd like to introduce to you Bishop Michael Saltarelli.
Thank you.
That's what they're going to do to President Bush when his... Thank you so much for being here. This is a momentous time in the history of the Church of Wilmington, beautiful Diocese of Wilmington. And I just have a few words to say, and they are filled with gratitude to God, gratitude to our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, and gratitude to Bishop Mullooly for saying yes to the will of God, to come and to be our shepherd. Dear people, we have been blessed. The diocese has been blessed. I couldn't be happier, and I just am so grateful to God for this wonderful gift that he has given to us this morning. And so, as I remind you, I'm going to still be around now. I'm going to be the elder statesman, and now I'm going to be free to say what I want to say, especially to the priests, whom I love dearly. But I intend to remain here with the permission of Bishop Mullooly, and to continue to be available as I am needed. That's all I have to say this morning. As I said, thanks to God, thanks to our Holy Father, and thanks to Bishop Mullooly. And now I'll ask Bishop Mullooly to address us.
Well, it's good to be here this morning, and I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you especially for the affirmation of your bishop. That's always very touching, so I'm very grateful for that. I'm delighted to be here in the diocese, though not a native son. This in many ways feels like a homecoming. I have often considered Wilmington my home diocese during countless summers spent vacationing at the Delaware and Maryland beaches. And with the Holy Father's announcement today, this will be my home diocese year-round, and for that I am very grateful. It'll be nice to pray for myself during Mass. I spent years praying for Bishop Michael Heil, whom I knew from my grade school years. He was best friends with my home pastor, Bishop Thomas Martiga, whom I also knew. He would vacation with us in my second assignment. But it'll be nice to pray for myself and my brother, Bishop Michael. I expressed my gratitude to Pope Benedict at last week's general audience in Rome. I thanked him for appointing me the ninth Bishop of Wilmington and expressed my prayerful desire to serve God's people in this great diocese, which has been blessed with such fine leadership through the years, many of whom I just mentioned. I want to publicly acknowledge how happy I am to come to a diocese where my good friend Bishop Saltarelli has served as bishop, not because it'll be easy to follow, but it will be great to be able to share with him. He'll be here I'll have that great resource. There will be two bishops who will be very much active in the Diocese of Wilmington. Our friendship dates back to 1994, when we worked together preparing for the papal visit, he in Newark, New Jersey, I in Baltimore. And I've continued to work with him through our Maryland Catholic Conference and our Bishops' Conference. So it's a real honor to be able to minister with and serve with him in a diocese that he has done such remarkable work in 12 years. To the people and priests of the diocese, I'm very much looking forward to meeting you and discussing how we can best work together in service to our church and to our God. I already know many of the priests. I actually know all of the priest consultors from my contacts through the seminary or different committees. And almost all the priests here today I have known for a good number of years. I also look forward to getting to know the religious women and men, our deacons, our seminarians. I've met two of our wonderful sisters who will be working directly with me in my office as bishop, so I'm very grateful for that. And finally, I'd have to admit, there is a little sadness as I prepare to take leave of my responsibilities in Baltimore. Some of our Baltimore media are here today. I've known them for many years. Our Catholic Review is here. I've been a priest for 38 years, and I have lots of friends there, a lot of fond memories. But I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of fond memories here, too. And I'm really grateful for this opportunity. And with that, I guess I'll simply ask if you have questions and ask Bishop Saltarelli if I can actually answer them or not. I had a call from the nuncio, Archbishop Sombi, exactly 4 weeks ago today. He called and asked if I would accept, and I would need to send a letter to the Holy Father, and I was supposed to keep my mouth shut.
Bishop Saltarelli, you've been an auxiliary since 2001. How has that prepared you for this appointment?
Well, actually, I've been an administrator for 25 years. I ran clergy personnel from 84 to 89. And then from 89 until the present, I've been the Vicar General for the Archdiocese of Baltimore and moderator of the Curia. What actually happened when I became an auxiliary bishop is I was able to get back into ministry. I mean, I was helping out in the parish on weekends, but being able to do confirmations and dedicating new churches and installing pastors, it got me back in a little bit away from all the management stuff, back into what I truly love, being a priest. And a bishop's life is very much like that of a priest. I was telling Bishop Saltarelli last night, I've only had three opportunities to ordain priests to ministry because the cardinal carefully held on to that himself, as he should have, Cardinal Keeler. But you know, ordaining priests is just such a moving experience for a bishop. There are lots of experiences. I love the young people, my ministry, in parish work, and running a youth retreat house was always centered around youth. Jamie knows that from, you know, my work at Maryvale High School, and so I look forward to, you know, confirmations and having a chance to be so encouraged by the greatness of our young people. They're the not only the hope for the future, but right now in the present. Yes. Good. The question is, what is my what expertise or talents do I bring? I don't think I bring very many at all. I'm actually kind of a generalist. I always considered myself the band leader. I had a great CFO. The other two auxiliaries were great, good superintendent of schools, and I just felt like I kept the band moving, you know, with a little bit of music here and there. I think that probably the best thing that I will bring in seriousness is I love being a priest, always have. I love ministering with and to people, and I'm happy about what I do. And if I can encourage those who are working with me to be joyful in ministry, we don't draw people to church work or to church attendance if we're not happy about what we do. So I think just my happiness and joy about ministry, I probably will be the best gift.
Yes. Any challenges as a bishop?
The bishop's going to take care of all of them before September 8th. And I expect 12 years of a fairly easy ride. So I think we have challenges everywhere. We need to reach out to to people who have kind of slipped away from the church. The bishop wrote a beautiful pastoral letter on St. Paul and the year of St. Paul, and a good bit of that is how we as a diocese are going to reach out and try to invite others back. Many people have been hurt through different things. We need to just make them feel at home again as best we can. Certainly Catholic schools, we want to keep them strong, and I know where I come from, there's the cost is high and the generosity of our teachers is great, but it's a hard combination to keep in balance. So certainly I know the bishop is working toward getting help for tuition assistance, more of that for the many families that want to have their children attend Catholic schools. I'm very anxious to get to know the youth of the diocese. As those of you in Baltimore know, I've been very active with them through our youth office and through confirmations, and I want to encourage them, not only because I think I might have a good shot at encouraging a vocation there, but just to let them know they are a significant part of the church. And I'll probably have a lot more things to say by September 8th.
You mentioned that there are individuals with the church. Can you expand on that?
Well, of course, with the abuse crisis, I mean, we've many have been hurt by things that have happened within the church, within our schools, in our parishes, and we continue to try to respond. I've been involved with that for 25 years now, not happily, but when you can try to, you never make up for something that has happened, and you're constantly trying to respond to the needs as best you can. I'll be willing to listen and try to help as best I can.
Any needs specific to the diocese of Wilmington?
They haven't told me yet, so I'll wait to hear. Dan?
Do you have a short-term game plan about how you intend to get oriented to the diocese of Wilmington?
Well, Archbishop O'Brien suggested I still owe him 2 months of activity. I think it was a little tongue-in-cheek. But what I'd like to do, actually, I was talking with the bishop and Monsignor Lemon and Monsignor Joe, I was talking, and Monsignor Sain, talking about the possibility of visiting the parishes, having some events in the parish, whatever we can do. I certainly would like to visit the schools and maybe especially say Mass in our high schools and as an opportunity to get to meet the young people. I've met a number of those who will work directly with me in the pastoral center already, and I went through the directory to see how many people I knew. Many of Bob Krebs I knew from when he was a young man in the parish where I served. So, I mean, I have a lot of connections to Wilmington, to the diocese, and to the Maryland part of Wilmington. So I think I'll just see how it comes. I'll rely on their guidance to what might be the best way to get to know the diocese. I know Archbishop O'Brien spent about 4 months traveling and meeting. And, if that's the way to go, we'll do whatever is best. I thought about relocating the residence to Bethany, but they told me that doesn't. They told me that doesn't fly. So maybe the next bishop.
Are your number one priorities?
I would say the evangelization, reaching out, trying to welcome people to the church, telling them just how important faith is. That life without it is pretty empty, and it's going to hit you over the head eventually. So I think I'm going to build on the pastoral letter that Bishop Saltarelli wrote, and there's a lot packed into that, and we'll see how we, and you're already doing it here, but I think that would be the most significant. And once you do that, actually, you strengthen the church, you shore up all the other areas that we were talking about, Catholic schools, tuition help, et cetera. Yes, in honesty, I've always been flattered when people say that. I only spent 11 years in parish work. I was never a pastor because I ran a youth retreat house, but I've had over 1,000 weddings in my life, probably more funerals. Those moments, baptisms, where I can be with families and celebrate the special moments and be part of their lives and bring God's Spirit there, they're just very moving. And I've always done them even during my administration years. I've always made time to do that. I was ordained a priest because I wanted to be a parish priest and wanted to be a pastor eventually. Now I get to pastor a little bit bigger than a parish, but now if after 12 years you can say, well, he was very pastoral and was concerned about people, I'll be very happy.